This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Tuesday. Scotty's off today. He's in the journey back from the southern border. He'll recap all of that tomorrow on tomorrow's program. Boy, some eye-opening things going on down there. Some stuff that, I mean, you literally cannot make it up. In bizarro, made up in bizarro world, it still sounds like it's made up. You know what I mean? We're paying for plane tickets to send people to wherever they want to go in the country, and they're here.
Let Scott know next time he goes down. Yeah. I want to go with him because I have an aunt down there. I wouldn't mind visiting. But
yeah, right. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, the warrior. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. The company's amazing. They've got all this stuff going on. My wife, I came out last night, dude. We got March Madness on. My missus is sitting with her feet up, and she's got my pillow slippers on. Like, honey, what are those?
Yours?
Those don't fit you. Yeah, they're like three sizes too big for her. She goes, oh, they're so soft and warm. But she said, I can't really walk in them because they're too big. But she's got her feet up, and she's using them for foot warmers. Love it. They are fit. I mean, thank you, Mike.
Doesn't she have some?
You know, and full disclosure, Mike hooked us all up with a pair of those, and
right.
Thank you, Mike. They are gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, they are
really nice. And whether you're talking pillows or you're talking towels, robes, all of it at MyPillow.com.
The promo my pet code is pillows.
Scott. The pet pillows, too.
Oh, man.
The promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, or call them 800-506-9028 for any of the great deals at MyPillow.com. Jason Boris here for Scotty while we're just hanging out, talking Lignite today. And you guys, the Lignite Council and Cole in general, Jace, got to be feeling kind of beat up lately.
Yeah, you know? Again, we're feeling beat up. That is the truth of the coal industry from time to time. We're in one of those times right now, and yeah, it's, unfortunately, sometimes the federal government comes out swinging, and they're trying to take you down, and then in addition to the feds, you got the environmental industrial complex who's taking swings at you, and at the end of the day, everybody's out to get you. Unfortunately, you're the one providing electricity 24/7 for these folks to live their lives while they beat you up. So it's,
except Minnesotans, because they can't buy it because heaven forbid they have power, right?
Right. Yeah.
Don't they make it in Becker? Isn't Becker's a coal fire plant down in Becker, Minnesota?
I think that one's slated for closure.
It is,
yeah.
You can't have coal in Minnesota.
Oh, sure,
They're under the gun more than we are. So, like I said, you're providing power 24/7 for the very people to pull the rug out from under you, and they don't seem to know the difference. And you have what goes on down in Texas or throughout the country where power goes out, lights go out.
We didn't learn a hard lesson there, did we?
Really didn't. Yeah, I used to think, wait until we have a serious event and people die. We had one.
Well, we had a pretty serious event there, didn't we?
And people died, and nobody seemed to change their tune. So that...
Granted, the scenario of Texas getting a ton of snow and North Dakota having very little, if any, is a little far-fetched, but...
Nobody would have seen that one coming.
Right.
Right.
It can happen, though.
Yeah, that's the one you didn't really see coming, the weather event. But you know what? It's happened before, and I think that's the thing that people say, hey, this was unprecedented down in Texas. No, it wasn't. It's happened before.
That's why you make contingency plans in case those things happen.
Right. Yeah, so it was an event, and I think that's the takeaway there from Texas, which those types of events have happened in Texas before. They're going to happen again, and our response is the only thing we can change. And our response was inadequate because our preparation was inadequate because people didn't listen to the voices who knew what they were talking about when it comes to resilience and baseload power and the ability to provide that stuff 24/7. The warnings were not listened to, and I would go so far as to say our voice was not listened to. So, speaking of the plant down in Becker, it's interesting. We'll get into this a little bit later with Steve Van Dyke when he joins us. But you see in Bismarck, a lot of these train loads of coal going west, some of them going into Minnesota to the plants that they've had there and that they are shutting down. But a lot of the train loads of coal that you see going through Bismarck are not the coal that is produced in Bismarck. So that coal is coming from usually Montana, Wyoming, Powder River Basin coal, and it's going into Minnesota to their few and dwindling coal plants, or it's going further east down to Illinois and, you know, following the rail lines west. But we're going to get into that conversation a little bit more with Steve when we're talking about why lignite coal that we mine in North Dakota is different. And, in fact, we could probably touch on why you almost never see it on rail cars that are being transported, and why the coal that you see rumbling through Bismarck is not lignite coal, and why that is part of the both the benefits of lignite coal and why it's different from the other types of lignite coal. So it's one of those things when we bring Steve on, we'll be able to visit with him a little bit more about that.
Well, I'm ready to jump in whenever you are, Jason.
Awesome, Steve. Why don't you get into that conversation, or let me ask you that question about when lignite is mined, what is the first thing that can be done with it, and why don't we put it on train loads or train cars to send it into the east or into other markets? You know, you hear about coal being mined and sent over to China and being burned over there. So why don't we do that with lignite, Steve?
Well, both a challenge and a benefit of lignite is that it's a high moisture coal. So about one third of a ton of lignite would be water, which is why we don't put it on a train and we ship it somewhere. Instead, we build the power plant right next to the mine. And because of that, we don't have the transportation charge. So a power plant in Minnesota not only pays for the coal from a western mine, either in southern Montana or northern Wyoming, but they also have a transportation charge of putting it on a train. We don't have that, and because of that, we have a low cost or a lower cost a price for electricity from the North Dakota lignite plant. The type of coal that we have in North Dakota is called lignite, which is why we're the Lignite Energy Council. I grew up in eastern Montana, and there they have both sub-bituminous. I grew up in the town of Roundup that actually has a bituminous coal mine between Roundup and Billings, but we just simply called it coal. When I moved to North Dakota when I was 20 years old and had graduated from college, and I came across the word lignite, I shrugged my shoulders. I didn't even know what it meant. And just a funny little story, I remember checking into a hotel down in Minneapolis many years ago, and they wanted to know who my employer was, and I said the Lignite Energy Council, and the clerk looked up and said, late night? And it's like,
right.
No.
Yeah, you try and write that on an email address, and only in North Dakota do they understand lignite.com. I've lived that challenge, Steve.
Some of those hotels down there, too, would...
The Late Night Energy Council kind of has its own little connotation to it.
Yeah, you don't need to explain that to those hotels, I guess, but yeah. I digress.
Right, exactly. So the coalification process, you know, is part of the geology. So 45, 65 million years ago, there was a swamp type of condition in western North Dakota.
Before climate change.
Before climate change. So, you know, just think that we had the temperatures of Florida and we had these swamps. And, you know, for these millions of years, the things that were growing here, the vegetation were being laid down in beds, and then it was covered up by, you know, silt that was coming from the Rocky Mountains, or perhaps it was glacial till or whatever. And then over time, the vegetation partially decomposed, first probably became, peat moss, and then later became lignite. Now, given more pressure and more time, it would have become sub-bituminous and then bituminous and eventually anthracite. So in North Dakota, that's why we have lignite coal.
So it's the youngest geologic coal, geologically speaking.
And it's also the most reactive, which is why it's a benefit to the Great Plains Thin Fuels plant, where they're gasifying lignite, is because of, you know, it has that reactivity that harder coals does not have.
So there
are pluses and minuses.
Yeah, reactivity, Steve. Let me give everybody an example of that. If you ever want a chunk of lignite coal to demonstrate that reactivity, just take a chunk of lignite coal, set it on your desk, on your table, and within days, it's going to turn white, it's going to turn flaky, it's going to start flaking off because it's reacting with the oxygen in the air, and these chemical changes are occurring. We're going to go to break here in a minute, and then we'll be back with Steve Van Dyke.
What's on your mind is 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text at 701-226-8503. Scott Hennett off today, Jason Bohr, Late Night Energy Council, or Late Night Energy Council, depending on which hotel you're staying at. More on the way on What's on Your Mind.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Numbers to call 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I just tell everybody the one number, 800. That way the 800 number always applies, 800-228-0550.
It's all going to the same phone anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friend CJ and the crew at DAC Diesel in Bismarck. You can count on DAC Diesel, your diesel vehicle maintenance, repair in Bismarck and the surrounding area. Repairs, maintenance, troubleshooting, any upgrades, the performance additives and things they have there are really amazing. They'll even up your economy on your mileage. Rule the roads once again. Do it with DAC Diesel online at DAK Diesel, DACDiesel.com, or give them a call anytime. They're always there for you. 24-hour service available, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011, 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck. It's DAC Diesel, proud sponsor of What's On Your Mind. We're Jason Boris sitting in for Scotty today, talking league night.
It is great to be here. Great to be guest hosting for Scott. And right now I got Steve Van Dyke from the Lignite/Late Night Energy Council talking about the benefits of Lignite coal and talking about just what it is. Because I got to tell you, Steve, when I took this job, I was had been working in Washington, D.C. for 10 years talking about all sorts of energy policy, talking about nuclear, talking about coal, natural gas, oil and gas drilling, all of those things. And so I knew intellectually the types of coal, right? But I didn't know how much or how little lignite coal electricity produced. My uncle worked at the Coyote station, so I'd been to his house. He had these little figurines I can remember that were made of lignite coal, but I couldn't have told you the difference of lignite coal, the benefits or challenges associated with it. You were just starting before the break and talking about the reactivity of lignite. Set it on your desk, on your table, it starts to flake and react with the atmosphere, and why that reactivity is a benefit where otherwise might be a challenge. Why is it a benefit to the Great Plains Synfuels plant? Steve, you're just beginning on that conversation. I think it's interesting for our listeners because that reactivity is such a huge benefit. It provides flexibility to our region. Synfuels plant is a great example. Go ahead, Steve, and fill us in on that thought that you were starting before the break.
Well, so it was in the, you know, in the 1980s when the Great Plains Synfuels plant was being built, and it was modeled after the gasifiers that are found in South Africa. And it is, you know, operated continually since really the mid-1980s. But as we look forward to this decarbonization, one of the ways that you can do that is by gasifying lignite. And, of course, in North Dakota, we have the Energy and Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, who are, you know, really on the cusp of new technologies. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, like the next generation of power plants. And likely if you were going to build a power plant today, you would want to gasify the coal. And so having lignite as your base and having it, again, being a reactive source of carbon, that's a good thing to allow for the gasification. And then during that process, you can capture the CO2 and use it for beneficial purposes. And one of them is enhanced oil recovery, which since 2000, Great Plains Synfuels plant has been sending, they have a pipeline built between Beulah and, Canada, and they ship their CO2 to Canada where it's used for enhanced oil recovery.
So they tell me. That's the most photographed piece of pipe in the country. That is that piece of pipeline that sends the CO2 north because it's something that's revolutionary and everyone wants to see it. Is that CO2 being captured and pumped north to be used for enhanced oil recovery?
Yeah, those photographers come from all around the world, including China, to take a look at that piece of pipe because that's, you know, that's the future right there.
Yeah. So, you know, the composition, the chemical composition of lignite is pretty different. It makes it maybe a little bit more challenging to produce electricity than in other places just because it's got a slightly lower energy content. But our folks have done such a great job of overcoming those challenges, you wouldn't know it. Our plants are the cleanest, best, most modern in the country, if not the world. It's also got this beneficial use, being able to be turned into so many byproducts at the Synfuels plant. In addition to natural gas, they're making fertilizer for our region, which Red Ag is our number, you know what? It's our huge industry in North Dakota. Without ag, this region would not exist. And here we have the coal industry that provides so much energy to them, also now providing fertilizer for their products. It's amazing. So that's, you know, the great things that lignite coal can do for the region. But again, when you're, if you were to say to anybody outside North Dakota the word coal mining, the image that pops into their mind is some guy going down underground with the mining hat on, with the light, covered with soot and dust, and coming up and his hands and face and whatever, black. That's the image that pops to people's mind when they hear the word coal mining. How is it different in North Dakota, Steve, about lignite coal mining?
Well, the lignite seams are relatively close to the surface. And again, just a little history. There were people who had their own coal mines on their land because the seams were that close. I'm kind of a distant relative of the Freylichs that were farmers about 10 miles west of Mandan in Morton County. And the first seam of lignite was only about 20 feet below the surface. And so they could use horses and what we would call Fresnos, or, you know, kind of plows or whatever that would go behind the horses to remove that overburden. And then after they had that first seam of coal, there would be a little inner seam, and then there was a second seam. So, you know, for years, they had their own family coal mine, and then there were a number of families around there that got their coal. Well, as an offshoot of that, basically we have five coal mines, surface mines, in that Mercer, Oliver, McLean counties, and the coal is about less than 100 feet deep, so you can remove it with drag lines and do it very economically, and then remove the coal. Sometimes there's one seam of coal, like around Beulah, and that coal seam may be 15 feet thick, or there may be a couple of seams, like around the Washburn area. And then, again, you know, like the Freylichs, there's an inner seam, and, you know, they can remove that and get to the coal. You know, it's just what's economical. But below those coal seams, there are, you know, there are many, many more seams. And there's also thicker seams of coal when you get in, like, to the Dickinson area.
We'll get
the Harmon seams.
We'll get to that point, Steve, after the break, about just how much energy there is under North Dakota soil here.
Okay.
Understanding estate planning. Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services to tell you how to avoid probate. It costs a ton of your money. Eliminate guardianship. Minimize taxes. Why give it to the federal government and protect your heirs? How can you help, Mark?
Great question, Scott. First of all, we want to help people who want help. It's really our job, our calling, to take a complicated process and really make it simple and easy for your family, especially at the time where they need it the most, at a death, or when you're unable to be responsive, you're incapacitated.
And you do that for a flat fee?
Yeah, we have a flat fee that includes all the attorney work that you need, which would be $39.50, includes all the legal documents.
Avoid the squabbles among the family. Avoid the huge check going to Uncle Sam. NDEstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908 now. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. 318-0908. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout of the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why they're offering teachers and healthcare workers, well, thank you scholarship, valued up to the tuition cost of your first class. Take the first steps towards a fresh start this spring. Enroll in the undergraduate, graduate certificate programs at UMary. More info at 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. And that's online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. My son is actually looking at UMary as one of the options early searching career. Yeah, he's just a junior, but he's that's on his radar because a couple of his buddies are going to school out in Jamestown and Bismarck next year. Different schools, so he's like, "Oh, well, they have a good engineering school. They have a great engineering school."
Too early to get that project going,
yeah.
Right?
There you go. Jason Bohr is in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind.
And we are talking with Steve Van Dyke from the Lignite Energy Council about the resource that lies under our feet in North Dakota. He was just beginning to talk about the geology of lignite. How much is there, Steve, of this stuff under our feet in North Dakota?
Well, thanks to Ed Murphy, who's the state geologist, we know how much. In the 1990s, he did a lot of studies on the reserves, and we have about 25 billion tons of economically recoverable lignite, which is the second largest reserve in the world of lignite. The first is in Australia, but Australia is a continent. It's not only a country, and North Dakota is simply a state.
So what do you mean, Steve, economically recoverable? Because I've heard that term, people hear that term, 800 years of economically recoverable lignite. So is there more that's not economically recoverable?
Yes, and in fact, when Ed talks about this, he has a graph that shows, you know, a pie graph, and there's one little line that goes out from the center, and he said that really demonstrates the amount of economically recoverable coal in North Dakota. So in a word, there's a lot of coal because over these millions of years, many beds of coal have been laid down.
So
now the reason why the coal plants are next to, are in Mercer, Oliver, and McLean County is because they're also close to the water from Lake Sakakawea. So it was both the reserves of coal and the water that made North Dakota really prime territory for the lignite industry.
So here's an analogy I'd like to make, Stephen, and I think it's pretty accurate, which is when we talk about economically recoverable coal, 800-year supply, right? That means that, who knows, some years from now, there may be a technology that allows us to untap another 100 billion tons of coal, similar to the way that we kind of knew the Bakken reserves were there, but there was not an economical way to recover them. So we sat here in North Dakota in the 80s with an economically recoverable supply of oil that was a small shot in the arm, but we were waiting for the economically recoverable way to uncover that code in the Bakken that is now not just a shot in the arm, but provides half of our tax revenue. That shot in the arm, that technological revolution, could come in the future for these remaining tons of lignite. And it's probably not on the horizon, but it's possible in the future that this resource is not going anywhere.
Yeah, in fact, if you added 50 more yards to a boom on a drag line, you would significantly increase what's economically viable for lignite. It's really not even that scientific. It's just, this is how big the drag lines are now. This is where the coal is. You know, it's just a simple mathematic formula.
Yeah, a longer drag line. Hey, speaking of economics, I want to talk about the economic impact of the industry, but I got a couple of questions for a text. Unfortunately, so they're asking about Falkirk, Coal Creek. All I know about that situation is negotiations continue. I don't think they've taken, that's all I know. In addition to that, what I hope is never lost in that conversation is the plant is a valuable asset, the mine is a valuable asset, but again, the people who come into that situation, you can put a price tag, and there will be a price tag put on the power plant. Who knows what that might be? You have untold billions in worth of that workforce that is the greatest workforce, the greatest people. And I'm going to tell a story about that workforce at some time today because it's just such a great story that I want to come back to it. But, Steve, the economic impact of lignite, that, you know, the 25 billion tons that we could look forward to, the 25 million tons that are currently being produced today, the impact that they have on the local economy, why is it important to the state, to the region, that we continue to mine that coal?
Well, first of all, let's talk about jobs. The average salary, both at the power plants and the coal mines, is really roughly between $80,000 and $100,000. Of course, there are some that make more and some that make less, but that's really, you know, significantly higher than the state average, which is about $50,000. So you have three counties, McLean, Mercer, and Oliver, that are always among the top 10 when it comes to average wages. Before the Bakken boom, Little Oliver County was number one for more than a decade. That's where the little town of Center is, but it's also because of the Young Station operated by Minn Kota and the BNI Center Mine. And, that's part of it. So that's with the jobs. Then with the taxes, more than $100 million a year goes to the state through various taxes. The two big ones that the lignite industry pays is coal severance and coal conversion. Coal severance is paid by the mines. Coal conversion is paid by the power plant.
Hey, Steve, so what does severance mean? Why do we call it severance tax?
Well, it's to say that it was severed from the earth.
So it's dug up.
Coal, yeah, the 30 million tons were severed from the earth during the year, whatever it is.
Got it.
So that's why they call it a severance tax.
Yeah. And then conversion, because you're converting it into a product like electricity or whatever, one of the many things they're doing at the Synfuels plant.
Exactly. And both of them are based upon the amount of tonnage.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, these communities up there, the coal communities, So I can remember, spending, my dad's from North Dakota. I spent a lot of time here growing up, would visit. So I got my uncle who worked at the coyote station, right? You'd go visit him. Cousin who lived in Washburn worked there, and you'd drive through these little towns, and it was awesome. But then coming back through there as an adult, and not a lot has changed. They've continued to be thriving communities, whereas some of these little towns where my wife grew up near in Idaho, where I lived, it's like these communities have a different feel when there's no strong economic driver to them. And it's so visible, whether as a little kid or whether as an adult, the impact that these plants have on the community's ability to just thrive and provide jobs and housing and all this stuff. It's really incredible. So
it's not just those little towns either, because you can see that Minot and Bismarck have also benefited from the lignite industry because of the contractor suppliers who work out of those.
Yeah.
And the work is done at the mines and the farm.
Hey, you tell a story, because you live over in Mandad. You tell a story about the parking going north. Tell that story, because I think it's pretty cool.
Well, my wife and I get up in the morning and we go for a walk. And we have a friend who works at the Leland Old Station, and he's part of a group that carpools, and they park their cars. Actually, now it's Kramer Chevrolet. But they park on that street. So, when Belinda and I are out walking, we get this, "Hello, Steve! Hello, Belinda!" And it's like, geez, it's still dark out. Who's yelling at us? And then we get a little closer and we see it's our friend and he's carpooling. But, that's not something you expect at 6 in the morning to have somebody hollering your name out as you're walking up the hill by Kramer Chevrolet.
And there's all these carpools that are leaving at the same time, day after day. So it's even, it's Mandan, it's Mina, it's Bismarck. It's not, like, you're, to your point, it's not just these little, small communities. It's contractor supplier members, it's employees going north at all hours of the morning. So it's really, the work that they're doing to produce that electricity. Circling back to our intro talking about Texas, the model that we have with the mines and the power plants right next to each other provides, I think, one of the best sources of dispatchable electricity there is in the country. If you were to talk about dispatchable power, Steve, how would you describe that?
Dispatchable power? Well, I used to work for a regional utility, and so I would go to the, to the dispatch center that was right at their headquarters, and, they would basically look at, like, what's the heat going to be for this day or the lack of heat, what's the heating degree days, and based upon that, they would say, this is how many megawatts of electricity we're going to need, and then they would put on more sources of energy if they needed it. But the base load was the coal-based plants, and they basically ran, just like your car gets its best mileage if it's going down the highway at, say, 65 miles an hour versus a car that's going down the highway, and at first it's going 40 miles an hour, and then it's going 80 miles an hour. So that's what those coal-based power plants were built for, was this to go on and provide steady power. Then they would have peaking natural gas plants that they could put on when the temperatures, got higher and that sort of thing. So that's the dispatchable type of electricity. You also have in North Dakota the hydro dam at Garrison, which produces roughly 500 megawatts of electricity. The coal plants produce about 4,000 megawatts. Each megawatt is enough electricity for about 800 homes, to put it in perspective.
Great point. We'll get to Steve after the break, talking a little bit more about the resilience and dispatchable attributes of lignite power and why that's so beneficial to the region.
Your questions at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? More coming up.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
All day, every day, at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size Fun Pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Look out your back window, and you're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of cold, but you can fast forward a few months and see a splash pool. Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has splash pools now. What are they?
They're an above-ground pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas. We call it a portable pool, but it is great backyard entertainment. And last year we ran out of them. We have them in stock. And again, with snow in the backyard, I would think about getting one now so you're ready for spring.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Tuesday edition. Those guys are reuniting with Michael McDonald. Going to be at the Minnesota State Fair August 31st, I saw. All the original singers, Tom Johnston and Pat Simmons. And,
Johnston's going to be there? I mean, because that's the vocalist. Yep. I'm sorry. I know. More of a Tom Johnston than Michael McDonald, yep. Your brother fan.
I know, but they're all going to be there. Full on show.
Wow.
Every hit. Yeah, August 31st.
I'm going to that day off.
There you go. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Usually Scott gets to make you hungry. It's my duty today, and happy to do it. Thinking lunch around Valley City? Exit 292, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. By the way, the chicken pot pie are homemade. from scratch. Fabulous. Hardwood meatball dinner.
Box. Wow.
Got the West Fargo Main Avenue location doing chicken fettuccine today. Taco Grinders on 12th Avenue North in Fargo. 205 NP Avenue has a tater tot hot dish, as does Glendon, Minnesota. And up in Yulin, Minnesota, they got the, it's all across Minnesota today. Glendon, Yulin, and NP Avenue, all doing tater tot hot dish at PetroServe USA. And the special for today, of course, it's Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice today at any PetroServe USA location. Got Jason Boren for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind. Good to have you here, buddy.
Great to be here. And we are talking with Steve Van Dyke from the Lignite Energy Council about lignite coal. And during the break, got another text about kind of what's going on, Coal Creek, Falkirk, which, as I described, I don't know what's going on there. Can't really talk about it, even if I did know. But I promised a story, and it's one of those stories that touches my heart because it gets to the heart of why we fight so hard for a lignite industry. Is so here I am in Washington, D.C., living there for about 10 years. That's where my kids grew up. Got an opportunity in this job to move back to North Dakota. And, you know, I've talked to the leaders of the lignite industry, and I'm trying to figure out what is it like here. So I start calling, you know, my kids are, one of them's going into high school, one of them's going into middle school. Start calling around what the school's like. Talk to somebody who was a volunteer leader in their church, led their church youth group for really the high school age young girls, because that was where my girl was going in, and had a great conversation with her. You know, she served in that assignment, volunteering her time, who knows, untold hours per week. And that was the first person I talked to who worked in the coal industry. I didn't even know that at the time, but she worked at Falkirk. And it was because, you know, that's the type of people who work out there, that live in their communities, that contribute to their communities. And it's not just Falkirk, it's all over the place in the coal industry. These folks who are pouring their blood and sweat into their jobs, and then into their communities. That's why we fight for the lignite industry, and that's the caliber of people who work in the lignite industry. And so that's why we're excited to be here again with Steve, talking about the impact, the economics of the coal industry, and everything that goes into it. And, you know, getting to the heart of what is on everybody's minds in the coal industry in general with a new administration. Why is lignite in particular, why is coal facing some of these financial problems today, Steve?
Well, when it comes to politics, I generally bow my hat or take my hat off to you. Part of it is policies that have been put into place to incentivize renewables, and so both solar and wind turbines receive, you know, basically federal tax credit, and but that's one of the reasons is kind of a tilted playing field, you might say, and so then you also have, you know, some states that have mandates for renewable.
Now, hey Steve, I need to stop you for a minute, because the tilted playing field is fascinating, because remember when we were talking about the Synfuels plant?
Mm-hmm.
Why was the Synfuels plant built when it was? You've talked about the tilted playing field back then that tilted. I mean, we've always tilted the playing field in this country. Back when that was built, it was because it was illegal to build a natural gas power plant.
Yeah. In fact, it was even illegal for utilities to hook up any more natural gas customers, if you can believe it. You know, that was the energy, that time of an energy crisis, where you had long lines at the gas stations. And the president then was Jimmy Carter, and he put into practice, incentives to become more self-reliant. And they were looking at coal as a way of doing that. So it was at that time that the coal-based power plants were being built, and then also the Synfuels plant to make synthetic natural gas. Now today, the Great Plains Synfuels plant actually makes more money selling fertilizer than it does synthetic natural gas. So my, how things have changed.
Right. So what we've seen this attempt by the federal government over decades to, when they distort markets, they don't do a great job of anticipating advances in the future and other future implications, right? So they didn't understand the gas boom that was going to come. They tilt the playing field today. They don't understand how that distorts markets. And it hurts the dispatchability elements of coal. And you were talking about how those market pressures are squeezing coal out of the market. And we'll get back to talking about the financial implications in the market that Lignite faces and other coal-specific items in the future after the break.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jason Boren for Scott Hinnon. Kevin Flynn, I'm Todd Mitchell. We'll be back in just a quick couple of minutes here on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.